joined by Curtin Law School academic and lawyer, Associate Professor Hannah McGlade, to reflect on a very, very disturbing incident that we witnessed today with a vigilante-like behavior directed at very young Aboriginal children. Professor McGlade, welcome to NITV Radio.
Hi, Bertram.
Can such a disgusting, don't know how to call it, incident happen to any other kid in Australia at this day and age?
Yeah, it's very shocking, isn't it? And it's going through the Aboriginal communities across the country, actually, like lightning, because of the video footage that has been shared and showing that they really are very young children, I think 5, 6, 7 years or about, actually tied up with Ziploc, you know, crying and screaming, with a very big non-Aboriginal man walking in a threatening manner in front of him. He's clearly restrained them in this unlawful way.
What are the, from a legal perspective, what are likely the legal consequences that this, can't call him a gentleman, will be faced with?
The West Australia Police have charged him with 3 counts of assault. So he will face court with assault charges. Now, the maximum penalties, I believe, could be up to 18 months imprisonment or a fine. So that will be up to the magistrate. In this case, he has, he appears to have engaged in racially motivated offence. Now, this is recognised under the criminal code and it is seen as an aggravating circumstance. But there's no indication that the police have factored this into the charging. I do think they should, because we don't see non-Aboriginal children being treated in such a violent and abusive manner. It's a very serious assault on the children. Actually, I'm looking at the maximum penalty the magistrates can impose is a term of imprisonment of 18 months and a fine of $18,000. So we certainly don't want to see this person getting a slap on the hand. This is vigilantism directed at very young, vulnerable children, and no doubt has been extremely traumatic for them.
What needs to be done to tackle this kind of racism more broadly? Even the Australian government needs to do something at this day and age. It's just disturbing to see this happening. What needs to be done on a higher level other than
we do need to take racism seriously in Australia, and our governments have responsibilities under the UN Convention on the Elimination of Race Discrimination. But unfortunately, our efforts, the efforts of government are too often quite tokenistic. They're really not tackling the racist sentiment. And in this case, actual racist violence enacted on young children. And, what had they done wrong? Apparently, they were swimming in a pool. We have climate change, and Indigenous people and children are particularly affected by climate change. Indigenous people are affected by poverty. And, swimming pools do cost money. They need to be made free to people, low-income people of Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal inclusive. We've got to be responsive to community needs. West Australia is actually a very rich state. And to see Aboriginal children, who wanted to cool down on a very hot day, no doubt, being tied up and traumatised in such a horrible manner, it is shocking and alarming. And it is a wake-up call to all of Australia, it should be, that our children bear the brunt of ugly, violent racism in this country.
Being violent of racism just because of a lack of amenities for them to be able to cool down. But also when I was talking about the federal government's implication and what needs to be done, Australia still hasn't ratified the optional protocol attached to the Convention on the Rights of the Child, the additional protocol.
That's right. They haven't. They haven't. They are not upholding the Convention on the Rights of the Child. Neither the federal or the state governments are respecting a binding international treaty that concerns children. As I said, there's hypocrisy and there's lack of commitment to human rights. We're breaching the convention in a number of respects. We are now incarcerating children, mainly Aboriginal, in adult facilities, in prisons. And in regional Australia, Aboriginal kids particularly have been locked up in police stations for a long time now. Now, that's prohibited by the UN Treaty on Child Rights. And, of course, the UN Treaty body has told Australia to raise the age from 10 years to 14 as minimum. And our governments have ignored that advice, blatantly ignored it. The optional protocol instrument is very important because it allows children whose rights are being violated by their government and its authorities to take that matter to the UN Committee for a determination, for a decision. And that's critically important, but our government says they simply won't sign the optional protocol to the Convention on the Rights of the Child.
How concerning is it that very young children were involved in the alleged incident that is just still going viral on social media?
Well, I think it shows just how serious a problem racism is when young children can be attacked by an adult, assaulted in a very cruel manner, inhumane manner, as has happened. We have the video evidence and the footage circulating, and we can see that. So, that is very worrying. And for the children themselves, no doubt they are traumatized by what's happened. We can see them crying, and they're definitely anguished during that, as any young children would be experiencing that kind of treatment. And we have to really hope that this is that the trauma impacts are able to be resolved. They will need counseling from this. This is just really very worrying on so many levels, from the failure of our government to be serious about Indigenous people's rights and addressing racism, to the actual personal impacts on Aboriginal children who may have already experienced trauma in their life, to be the victims of violence and racism at such a young age. It's quite shocking.
Well, Professor McGlade, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us and give us some insights into this very disturbing incident.
Thank you.